Anybody who's ever played or watched basketball will tell you it is a young person's game, but I'm going to introduce you to a group of ladies who beg to differ. The Fabulous 70s is a North Carolina-based basketball team made up of players between the ages of 72 and 76, and they are the focus of a documentary by Angela Alford called Granny's Got Game. It's going to show October 12th at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Raleigh. Angela joins us now in the studio along with team captain Judy Barton. Welcome to both of you. It's good to have you here.
Thank you
for having us.
So, Angela, tell us how you first found out about this team and this league.
Well, actually, my children went to preschool at Good Shepherd with Judy's grandchildren, and I would see her dropping off the girls in her full Senior Olympic warm-up, and it kind of caught my eye because there aren't a lot of white-haired ladies wearing those. And then I got the pleasure to meet one of their coaches, Dawn Funderburk. I'm playing pickup with her at the Y, and she told me about the team, and I approached Judy, and she was gracious enough to let me follow around for a year.
Judy, how long have you been playing with this team?
About 20 years now.
And it's competitive. I mean,
it's highly competitive.
Did you play basketball in high school?
I played basketball in high school, but I graduated high school in 1953, so we never even played outside of our high school. We played other teams in, like, freshmen played the sophomores and such. The only time I ever played any team outside of my high school was I played on a church league.
And were you playing half court then?
That was well, yes, rules? But it's a different format than what we play today.
Yeah, and what do you do now? Do you play full court?
No, we play 3-on-3 half court right now, same as the men do. When we were young, we played 3 guards on one side of the court, 3 forwards on the other side, never crossing the center line. The only thing that could cross the center line was the ball. When you got the ball, you only allowed 2 bounces.
Wow. So have you stayed in shape that whole time? Or?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite. But I've always been involved in sports.
So tell us about what you learned, Angela, in the process of making this documentary about this league, and these ladies have been at it for a while.
Yeah, it's eye-opening. I had my own basketball career in the 90s, and as I edged up on 40 and my knees got creaky, I thought I was done. Surely basketball players retire by 40, but then I met these women, and it really changes your perspective on things. And it was educational to me to find out what it was like to play in the 1950s when the rules were different, the pre-Title IX world, and to see the competitive spirit of these women through the ages.
Tell us about the league. How widespread are these teams? Who plays each other? Where do they play?
Yeah, this is part of the senior games. Here in North Carolina, we've got an extensive senior game system down at the county level and throughout the state. I believe there are 60,000 senior athletes for different sports. And then every 2 years, they go to the nationals. If you medal at the state level, you go to nationals. So in the film, they go to Houston and compete with teams all over the country. And then the team recently went to Cleveland in the end of July and won a bronze medal there.
Well, Judy, you know, they put in a nice basketball court, an outdoor court here at American Tobacco. The Y has it. We can all use it. And it's really wonderful. It's got a scoreboard and all that. I looked at that, and I stay in shape. But I think about the torque in that game, and I know I'm going to hurt. And I'm 60, and I know I'm going to hurt myself. A lot of injuries, do you worry about that, or does it happen much?
Well, we don't spend much time worrying about it, but yes, it does happen.
Yeah.
I've had 3 broken ribs, split my eye open, dislocated about 4 of my teeth, and other gals have broken fingers. You know, but it's, you know, part of the game.
You keep going. Part of the game. So were you able to play in between times? I mean, when did you pick up the game again competitively? How old were
well,
you?
Well, I had about a 38-year break from after high school to when I started with senior games again. I was in my about 56, 57, something like that, when I started playing senior games again. There was just a little advertisement in the News and Observer in Raleigh that the senior games in Wake County were interested in starting basketball for men and women as part of the senior games program. And anyone interested was to show up at Green Road Park, and a bunch of us did. I didn't know another soul there when I went.
Were you surprised that other people, that there was many people, women your age, who wanted to do this?
Well, yes and no. You know, yeah. I have friends, you know, that I've been in tennis for many, many years, so I have a lot of friends who've been playing sports for quite a long time. I was hoping there were going to be a lot of people, and there were not a lot, but there was enough for us to get started.
How does the coaching go? I would think that the problem with experience is that you're harder to coach. Do you feel like that might be are you a problem for a coach because you know too much?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the coach.
Ask the coach, right?
The first coach that we had was the husband of one of the gals on the first team, and he was very experienced. basketball player, played for Wake Forest, you know, was All-American, and had taught in college and high school, coached in the best. So he was very, very knowledgeable. So that got us off to a wonderful start with a wonderful coach, and he stayed with us for quite a long time. And over the 20 years, we've probably had four different mm-hmm. coaches. The first one was with us the longest, and then we had another husband of another gal, and then we had the girl that Dawn, that Angela met, and she was an ex-UNC basketball player out of Asheville. And now we have another gal who was our the last coach that we've had.
Angela, are most of the players in this league former players themselves, or are there some newcomers to the game?
I think we've occasionally had a player who didn't get a chance to play in their youth, but has, you know, watched their children and grandchildren play and wants to get into it. But a lot of these women played just small time in high school. Some of them were more competitive. We have one player who played at Bunn High School and won 68 games in a row in her high school career. So, I mean, there's a big spectrum there of experience levels.
And as Judy pointed out, it was a different game for many girls when they were playing girls. So some of them never played defense. Some never played offense. Big learning curve in terms of the, you know, when you did your documentary and talked to all these women.
Yeah, I think I did see the implications of that. They've got one really athletic, tremendous woman named Liz. But Liz plays excellent defense. She makes the other teams curse out loud. She steals the ball from them so much. I heard it myself in Cleveland. But she never ran offense in high school. So when you're in your 50s and 60s and 70s and you're trying to learn plays and you've never done that before, there's difficulties to overcome. But their competitive spirit overcomes that.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being on the program. Angela Alford is the director of the documentary Granny's Got Game about senior women's basketball team in North Carolina called the Fabulous 70s, though I would have named you the 76ers. But anyway, that's just me. Judy Barton, the captain of the team, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
The film is going to show October 12th, 6:30 p.m. at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Raleigh. You can find out more at stateofthings.org, and that's our program for today. You can go to find out lots of information at that very same website, stateofthings.org. It is a program produced by Nicole Campbell, Alex Granados, Laura Lee, and Sean Wen. Bryson Russell is our intern, Robin Copley, the technical director, Brent Wolf is our news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.